Welcome to tonight's meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Evening, everyone. Thanks for being here. Nice to start off 2017 with so many smiling faces. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter. Here. Trustee Dirk.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Thank you. Do I have a motion to modify? We're going to move number five, right, Brad?
Number five is just going to look at postponing till the next meeting in January.
Okay. And we're doing so because Mr. Clark is unable to be here tonight.
Correct.
So we'll move that to the second meeting of January. Are there any other modifications to the agenda this evening? Okay. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Mr. Lang, would you like to do some announcements?
Yes, I can take care of the announcements. The annual Do Try Run charities for the Sarugis Valentine Run, February 17th, 2017. It is a recurring event, and we haven't had any issues in the past, so just want to be make sure the board is aware of that. February 11th, correct. They barely come through the village. What day did I say?
The 17th.
Okay. And it is Wisconsin Adult Crossing Guard Recognition Week. We will get January 16th through the 20th, so I'd like to thank those that spend a lot of time in the rain, cold, and wind making sure that our children are crossing the street safely. So.
Absolutely. We're very lucky to have them. And so as you go through the roundabouts and streets, honk and wave. Don't get in an accident.
And the last announcement I would like to bring up is working with the Village of Howard on an RFP for our legal services. We did mail that out, and we had 9 response. So the schedule of what's going to be taking place is hopefully by January 15th, we'll be able to select firms that we're looking at interviewing and then scheduling those time frames. Interviews between the 15th and the 30th of January. Bring the recommendations to the Village Board for review, and ultimately, hopefully to appoint somebody at the end of Attorney Duffy's term.
Which is 2019.
March 1st. So.
When would you expect to bring it back to the board based on that schedule?
It should be coming back to the Village Board February 7th.
Okay.
We ended up with all local firms except one out of Milwaukee and one out of Wausau. Otherwise, everyone is from the Tapir, Green Bay.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Any announcements from the board?
One item, Mr. President, and that is that tomorrow will mark the one-year anniversary of our DEO Jason Vogel's assuming the new position.
We've been blessed for a year. There.
Could have brought a cake.
How about donuts?
How's it going to go there?
Thank you. Any other announcements from the board?
I think we have a celebrity in the crowd today.
Oh.
Heather Gentry, please rise.
Volunteer of the year.
Yeah.
Congratulations and thank you.
Very active in the local biking and running community and all that. So,
congrats.
And the last announcement I have is the deadline for filing candidacy papers was yesterday.
Today
at 5. And this spring, for local elections, we're voting for 3 village trustees and 1 municipal judge. We've received 4. There are 4 candidates for village trustee: Matthew Harris, Jim Genrick, Christopher Sampson, and Ray Kopisch. And for the position of municipal judge, we have 1 candidate, and that's Bob Dennis, our current trustee. So good luck to all of our candidates. Any other announcements? Okay. Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak tonight on something that is not on this evening's agenda?
Yes, Bob.
Mr. Matuszak.
Oh.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Clarence Matuszak, 28 South Lipset Avenue. I didn't realize this event was going to be on the post. But this occurred simply because I explained this. Attorney Duffy is retiring or what? But, okay. Are those interviews going to be open to the public?
I will let you know.
Okay. Now, getting my name. Should be up here. And I warned a couple of you already, I'm not complimenting this night, I'm complaining.
Oh boy.
All right. I intend to comment on items 6 and 8 when they come up, but what I have to say now is more broad than those two items. It seems to me that the board may be losing its way regarding priorities and providing our local government services. You should recall that I suggested several times that you go all on a retreat to brainstorm regarding where we have been, where we are, and where we should be going as a local government. It used to be that our local government used to pride itself on delivering top-level primary services at a reasonable cost. For many years, we had the lowest tax rate in the metro area. We had the best snow fighting and garbage collection in the area as well. Morning garbage collection has improved since I retired. There have been cutbacks and reductions in snow plowing, sidewalk plowing, brush pickup, appliance pickup, trash pickup, and more, most of which I think are false economies. Yet we are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on consultants, economic development, facade, improvements, etc., and now ID signs, but are skimping on primary services. Use consultants, I told you before that they have their place, but we are overusing them. And I dislike asking other non-residents how to run our business, and that's what's happening, in my opinion. I need to remind you again that I think, as I think I did at the budget hearing, to review and study the excellent tax comparison data sheet that Clara provided you with in the budget document. You will see what the pattern is that has been happening to alimony taxes over the past several years. We've been going up, others have been staying stable. We have not increased services. I don't consider that I've ever been a quitter, but I've been giving very serious thought whether my verbal efforts regarding our local government are worth it. And maybe I should give up and finally just disappear in the sunset and enjoy my few remaining years. If, however, you do decide to involve yourselves in a strategic or long-range planning seminar, I would still be willing to sit on the first part of it to expound further on what I have presented above. And right now, I welcome response from any of you. Don't you stop.
I don't want you to stop. I would be very sad if you stopped.
Okay.
You care about the community you live in.
Well, I do.
And I appreciate
it's getting
that.
Kind of, most of the time, it seems a little hopeless. Well, depressing.
Well, hang in there. I like your ideas.
Okay.
And you have an awesome institutional memory.
Thank you. That's still there.
Yes.
The body's falling apart, but the mind is falling.
Don't quit.
But if nothing else, I agree with my doctor. It's keeping my mind active so I don't get Alzheimer's, which I don't want. Thanks again,
Clarence. The thing is that by you coming here and holding our feet to the fire, you make us think.
Good.
You make us more responsible. You make us more reactive and more aware of things in our community that we need to work on. We don't always agree on everything, but we are never disagreeable. And that is part of what truly makes our process work and what makes it valuable. So to lose your position or to lose you and from coming to this podium and telling us what you think would be a great loss, not only to the board itself, but to the community and the value that you bring to it.
Well, thank you very much for your kind comments and that you are really listening.
And I will also add, Clarence, that we appreciate the fact that you come to the table in a professional manner and present yourself as such as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So you don't need him here tonight with me, right?
No.
Let's go back.
Thanks again for listening.
Thank you, Clarence. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak tonight on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to item number 6. Approval of new memorandum of understanding for plowing of the Fox River Trail. As all of you know, the Village of Alloway has been plowing the trail, and I guess we talked about it at the last meeting, and approved in theory. The Brown County wants to plow the trail, and they want to pay half and have the municipalities pay half. And so the village or the county board approved that last week. The city of De Pere, I believe, approved moving forward. Or are they doing that tonight? They're doing it tonight, right? Yeah? Okay. And so tonight we're being asked to approve the memorandum of understanding that we've been provided. And we also have an opportunity to ask any questions of Brown County because Parks Director Matt Creasy is here to join us this evening. Would anyone like me to invite Matt up?
Yeah.
Sure. Come on up, Matt.
No.
Could you introduce yourself and give us your address, please?
Yes, Matt Creasy with Brown County Park Department, and my home address is 868 Richboro Road, Howard, Wisconsin, 54313.
Thank you, sir.
So, I have to say that this has been going on 15 years of plowing, and Alloway is definitely historically progressive. Because of Alloway, other municipalities have realized the importance of this, including Brown County. And it'll be before the De Pere Board this evening. And Green Bay has, at this point in time, all indications are that they will be looking at approving this MOU. So again, thank you to all of you for initially supporting this plowing. It's between that initial agreement and the media and the other advocacies of bike and peds in the community is why we're here tonight. And now we're looking at potentially plowing 6 miles of the trail versus the 3 miles in Alloway. So that'll ultimately provide that connectivity for the entire community connecting Green Bay, Alloway, and De Pere. So I do have more information, but I guess I would ask if there's any questions or clarifications on the MOU that is in front of you. It's fairly straightforward. There may be questions. I might be overlooking that. But Brown County is looking at funding 50% of that in a proportional manner based on trail miles within the municipalities. So Alloway would be at roughly $5,267, and that's a maximum dollar range there, too. Brown County, I will actually have $15,000 budgeted, even though it's just under $11,000 that's in this. So if there is any overages, because we don't know what Mother Nature is going to provide for us next, Brown County would cover those overages.
Any thoughts, any questions?
Just a comment. I appreciate your hard work and the acknowledgement that Alloway really was a forerunner with this whole thing, and we're excited to be a part of it. And you know, our commitment, you know, looks like our dollar cost is actually going to go down from what we thought it might, so that's really a win-win for the Village of Alloway and the residents of the area as well as visitors. I had the pleasure to be down on the trail Sunday noon, And it was just beautiful. You know, it was 35 degrees or whatever and sunny and a lot of people out, you know, so it's like, this is nice, this works, you know, so at least one year, or one day so far this year I've been down there. So.
There you go.
It's good.
New Year's resolution.
There you go.
But no, really, appreciate your hard work.
And all of yours, too. One thing I will add is the reason why Brown County is able to do that is really because of the state trail pass increase in 2016. The passes went from $20 in 15 to $25 in 16, and we've realized additional revenue because of that. So this is not coming out of a general fund. More than likely, that would have not been supported at the county board floor. This is out of a segregated rail trail park account.
Okay, cool.
And I know there was some discussion about the county potentially funding the entire amount later on, but that's something for next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Based on the success of this year, I think. But yeah, I thank you for and Troy and the entire county for stepping in. I think it's an exciting thing for the whole region.
Absolutely. We're excited to go down this path, so thank all of you.
Pun intended.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, do I have a motion on this matter? Trustee Genrich.
I'll move to approve the MOU as presented.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any?
You said you were going to open it?
Oh, I apologize. I did promise Mr. Matuzak I'd open it up. Do I hear a motion to open the floor up for discussion? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Green. Thank you, Mr. Matuzak. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Mr. Matuzak.
Oh, I lost my ears. I don't have to listen to you.
I take back that professional part.
I'm very brief on this. I don't have any objection to it. I think it's a nice idea. My only comment relates to what I said earlier, priorities. I have difficulty how you can find money for recreational tree plowing and you discontinue sidewalk plowing for schools.
But as a quick point, it's not just recreational, it's also work-related and commuter.
Wait till I get my ears. Go ahead.
I said it's not just for recreation, though. It will replace the sidewalk that's not on Riverside, and well, people do use it to commute to work, so it's more than recreation.
But I still stand by what I said, if you do one and not do the school runs. Thank you.
I wasn't aware that we did stop doing the school runs.
Only selected ones on a selective basis. It used to be all the sidewalks that went to school used to be plowed. Now you have a different policy, and it's better than it was 5 years ago when they refined it, but it's confusing for guys like me. Since 3 inches of snow, does that mean what God sends down, or after the county plow goes through, because they always piled it up for us, and other residents have the same problem, so we never know when to plow. But they used to do Alway, all of Libel, those pass-throughs in the subdivisions, those were all done in the past.
Thank you for bringing
that
up. We'll
review that sometime, what we're doing, what we did, if you're unaware.
That would be a good idea. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we'll pick up the rules, unless anyone else wants to speak on that matter. Okay, we'll pick up the rules. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion among the board? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you very much. Thanks, Matt. Agenda item number 7. Request from Langley PTO to park on the north side of Broadview and on East and West Penwood Circle during the Party Gras fundraiser from 4 to 8 p.m. on March 9th, 2017.
Again, this is a reoccurrence. They've been doing it for many, many years, and to the best of my knowledge, there's never been an issue.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'm going to approve.
Moved to approve by Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Agenda item number 8, approval of draft Alway Comprehensive Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan for public input. Do I have a motion on this item? And I will open the floor. Trustee Green.
I would move to approve, but I actually have two additions to the plan as presented, and then we'll have reasons why. But one is inclusion of a bike trail between Webster down to Green Isle in the DOT right-of-way along 172 on the village side of the sound barrier. And the reason for that is because how it was presented in Public Works was it would be on the opposite side, which couldn't be allowed. And then his second is Riverside Drive comes back for reconstruction purposes. If the plans change, consideration of bike lanes, if anything changes on the Fox River Trail, and if anything changes with the DOT. Because now that's up for debate because that's getting pushed off. So.
Okay, and that's your motion? Okay. We have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
Can you repeat the part on Webster for a moment?
Oh, Webster down to behind the DOT barrier that's a sound barrier between the highway and the residence. There's DOT land on both sides of that sound barrier. On Public Works, we went on record as not wanting the trail in because as it was proposed, it was going to be between the sound barrier and the highway, and the slope to that just is not conducive, never mind having bikes right next to the highway. However, Becky did some research and lives right down there. There is land between the barrier that the DOT owns on DOT land, between the barrier and the backyards. Trevor, can you point out that noise? Yeah, right there is the noise barrier. In Public Works, it wasn't presented to us as the other side of that is public land. And so there is land available there to be able to put a trail on the safe side of the noise barrier and potentially go down. Not saying we're putting it in, but saying I would like it on the plan for public consideration. Currently, we don't have it, but that was due to...
It would end at the park or at Libel? Pretty sure.
What we should do is get a second on the motion before we discuss it. Okay, so basically, the motion was, the amended motion was to present the plan as presented and include bike lanes on Riverside Drive and a trail, a possible trail along 172 between Webster and Green Isle.
Yeah, but bike lanes on Riverside Drive, if the plans for Riverside change and if they're pushed off.
Okay.
Because
okay.
That's the whole
so
thing
the
with budgets is...
Yep.
Have
so that's the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Genrick, any discussion? I have an opinion on that. First of all, thank you to the entire committee for all of your hard work. A lot of work went into this, into the plan, a lot of thought, a lot of passion, and I appreciate that. On the amended motion, regarding Riverside Drive, I would be against putting that into the plan. And the reason I'm against it is because this board, earlier or last year, voted against bike lanes along Riverside Drive. And the reason we did so was not because of the reconstruction tied with the reconstruction. It was because of the encroachment on property owners' rights. And it is true that at some point in time when that road is redone, the board may be... This board may be a different structure. There may be different people. Heather called me and talked to me about this. And she said, well, there may be new people living along there as well. And I said, you're right. And at that point in time, people can take it up. But this board voted as a whole, unanimously, I believe, maybe not unanimously, but we voted that based on what we know today, we are saying no to bike lanes on Riverside Drive. If I'm still on the board at that time and things change, and like I mentioned to Heather, heck, I'd love us to take control of that road, turn it into a three-lane road, and have plenty of room for everyone to do it. But what we know right now, that's not a possibility. So I would not support bike lanes on Riverside Drive in the plan. Regarding the trail along 172, I've heard that the state said no, and I've heard the state said maybe. Before putting it into a plan, I would just like to get a definitive statement from the DOT on whether or not they would allow it, because it's still there right away, right? So that's my opinion on that. Trustee Green?
I'd just like to clarify, because I think I may have come off wrong. I am not for taking anybody's property along Riverside for bike lanes. This is if things are pushed off 10, 20 years down the road, at least it's in there for consideration and not just ruled out. I completely agree. Their current plan, ruled out, done. Yeah. I mean, to me, that ship sailed, and we voted on that. The plan, though, is something that's for consideration so much longer in the future that I think even in the plan we should say under the if we consider this, that under what we've been proposed to by the TOT, absolutely not. But, you know, if they do come back to us with a three-lane down the road, at least they're there for consideration. So that's my only thing. So I don't want anybody to think I'm into taking people's property, because I am so anti-eminent domain, it's not even funny. Yeah, and then the DOT, Trevor, Becky forwarded the email to Trevor. The one Trevor, latest one Trevor got, because Trevor, you showed me that one today, says, from the DOT, says, put it in the plan for consideration. So they're not squashing it anymore like we thought they did at Public Works. So, and all that, I found out about last night and today. So
did they actually say put it into the plan?
The original email, the way it was worded, it made it sound like they were against the idea. However, a later email a month later did say, not committing to anything, but you might want to consider putting it in the plan.
So that's the only reason I bring that one back to the table. Okay. I wish we could just get a yes or no answer out of the DOT on both of these.
Well, on the Riverside Drive, we do have the answer.
And well, to the current plan.
And I like the idea of the one 172. I think it's cool. But with 172, if this board has said no to bike lanes on Riverside Drive, when we voted it, we didn't say no forever, but we also made that motion. And if we put that in the plan, we're basically reconsidering that motion, which by definition shouldn't be allowed. I just don't think that's right. But yes, Trustee Harris.
Do we know if the Bike and Ped Committee already considered something along 172, and maybe they didn't include it for a reason, or is it something that wasn't considered by the committee already?
They included it. At Public Works, we excluded it because of the information that we were given about it being between the wall and the highway, is my current understanding. But we have quite a few of the Bike and Ped Committee here today, too.
We'll open the floor.
Okay. Well, maybe it's one possibility is to, for tonight's purposes, include it with the caveat of getting a definitive answer from the DOT.
Right.
So if it's possible, we include it. If they say it's not possible, it gets removed, but that allows us to continue down the path of opening it up for public review and ultimately getting approved.
Okay. Any other discussion on that?
I personally agree with Jim on the Riverside Drive. I just think that's a done deal where we sit right now. But I certainly would like to include this other area if that's possible. That seems like a very good idea.
Okay. Thank you. We don't have any sense from property owners other than Becky, maybe, what the feeling would be about putting a trail in your backyard.
Okay, go on.
Can you open up that I can?
Yeah, we'll open up the floor. Any other discussion among the boards until we... Okay, do I have a motion to suspend the rules and open the floor to the public? Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Harris. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to speak on this matter? Come on up, Becky.
Hello.
I'm Rebecca Nyberg at 214 Simonette, and I'm also the chairperson for the Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee. And what happened is that I live on Simonette, and the sound wall's, well, in my backyard. And there's a chain link fence, and then there's about 20 feet, and then there's a sound wall. And when we were looking as a committee, we were like, we want to have some kind of a east-west connection through Alloway that's a path that doesn't have a lot of street crossings, that would be for families to get from the East River Trail to the Fox River Trail to kind of connect everything. And I'm going, we already have the thing on 172. I started looking at the map, and I'm like, there's enough room behind my house. And several years ago, I chased away the kids who were running through there with paintball guns and shooting paintballs at each other over the sound wall. I told them to stop doing that. But and even when you look at the map closely, you look at the Google map, you can see like a cow path in part of it where people who live, because Simonette does not go all the way down to East River Drive, there are people who are walking down there and they tromp it down and go through there. So Craig did request from Derek Wires an opinion, and Derek went, well, we're going to expand the highway. No, we don't want to put it there, because he knew the path that has been put in is right next to the highway. And he thought that they put it on the other side, and he didn't think there was any room on the other side of the sound wall. And being on the committee and knowing Derek, I'm like, if the sound wall is on the property line, then I'm going to take down the chain link fence, and I'm going to make my yard 20 feet longer, because we have a chain link fence in the middle of our yard then. So I called up Derek, and I'm like, I don't understand. And so he looked at the map at the same time that I looked at the map. We were on the phone. And he's like, oh, I thought the sound wall was directly on the edge of the DOT property already. So I didn't realize that there was property on the other side of it. And if you want to put it up, we aren't going to move the sound wall in the, you know, in redoing the highway. Said if it's property on Alloway's side, and he said, you know, there's questions of money, there's questions of grade, there's questions, you know, he said, you know, if the money tree falls on you and, you know, whatever, we don't have an objection to you putting it there, barring all the other things that can happen and do. And then he sent that email to me, which I forwarded to Trevor, so that's the second one that, like, there was a misunderstanding the first time we talked to Craig. And as a Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, we wanted it in there, and we did not realize that the Public Works Committee had voted to take it out, and we were just notified a couple days ago, and that's we came today, because we didn't realize it had even been taken out, and we didn't know that the Public Works Committee could do that to the plan that we were putting together, and so that's the story on that. And the other thing on the Riverside Drive is, and I'm speaking for myself and not necessarily the other committee members, is that it's a plan, and in a perfect world there would be room for bicycle lanes, and we would like to, as a committee, say that's the right thing to do. If you guys decide for practical reasons to take them out, that's perfectly fine, but we felt as a committee we needed to put them in there, and we needed to bring it to you. If you guys change your mind, that's fine. But we didn't want to take them out with the thought that you guys are going to take them off. Mm-hmm. We're just the planning committee, and we're giving you the perfect idea. And if that's not going to work, then that's for you to, you know, for the other people to say. But that we would like to have it in the plan, that if the road, you know, if the reconfiguration that they did lasts a while and it's going to be 15 years before they do anything, and maybe they'll figure out the traffic is slower, and maybe they'll do three lanes, and there'll be room for it. We'd like to have it in the plan that, you know, the bike lanes would be there. So that's the other part on that. So I hope that helps.
Any questions for Becky?
Okay.
Thanks. I would like to thank you very much for your hard work and for the whole committee. You guys have done a great job.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Matuszak.
All of our mayors make it clear that you are endorsing a preliminary plan. It is not a final thing. So you're endorsing the concept where work has been done. There's going to be additional input. Then you're going to make a final decision.
Correct. Yeah. To reiterate what Mr. Matuszak said, we are approving a preliminary plan and recommending it go forward to a public hearing before it comes back here for final approval.
And even then, it's just a plan.
Even
not
then,
a
it's
bad
just
deal.
A plan. Yes.
The money tree.
Money tree didn't fall on us yet.
Okay. Any other input from our audience? Hearing none, we will pick up the rules. Any other discussion? Based on our discussion, I would like to propose a substitute motion to approve the plan as presented, but add a potential bike lane, or not bike lane, but a trail between Webster and Green Isle Park, but not to include the bike lanes on Riverside Drive.
I would second that.
Seconded by Trustee Dennis. Any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, we will take a vote. All those in favor of the substitute motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you once again. A lot of work goes into that, we know that, and appreciate it. And I think it's a cool idea, going around along 172. Okay. Item number...
Mr. President, can I say something? Thank you to the people of the Bike and Bike Committee and their ability to think outside the box and to bring ideas to us, and the ability, and the number of hours you put in, obviously, but the willingness to look at things that will benefit the overall community while keeping in mind those people who are living on the actual area, in some cases your own selves, and bringing that value to us.
Okay, action item number 9. Village Hall listing price.
I would agree, Bob. I agree.
<Thank you. laughs> Was that a motion?
Motion to agree.
I apologize. Mr. Lang.
Yes, currently on LoopNet, right? The Village Hall property is listed at $500,000. However, I think it's been put out there that we're more at the $450,000. In an effort to move that property or attempt to move the property, we may want to look at either changing it with on LoopNet to $450,000 or $400,000, either or. But it's certainly something that should be consistent. I just wanted to bring it to the attention of the board because it is action that you would have to ultimately vote on whether or not you'd be willing to list the property at a reduced cost.
Okay. So, and it's been listed at $500 for how long?
Forever.
Since it's been vacant.
Right? Was Clarence Village Administrator in the time?
Well, we'd still be up there if I was
still in the
and using shovels.
But it would certainly... probably be advantageous for us to either look at it, putting it at the $450,449.99 or down to $399.99, something along that line. So there is, it shows more of an interest that the village does want to sell the property.
Okay. So. Do I have a motion on this item?
Are we looking at changing what's on LoopNet? Because I thought
we're changing the listing price is what, regardless of where it's published.
Which that LoopNet would change.
And we've never gotten anywhere near, near that price.
No.
Even with some of the hard work that's been done, we're still.
Yeah. So you're looking for us for a motion to change the listing price to some new.
So do we need a motion before we discuss it?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me just make a motion and then we can discuss it. I make a motion to change the price to $399.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. All those are any discussion? discussion?
I just that after what Trevor and Brad went through with us about that property and what's on that property and the value of that property and what it costs us just to not be doing anything on that property, I sure would like to see some movement. I would even think lower than $399 would be appropriate, but I think that's some place to start. But that's got to be lowered. We just haven't found anybody that can use it for anything. So.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
We have a motion to change the listing price to $399.99.
Excuse me, no. I said $399, and I did not say 99 cents.
It's killed that sale.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to change the price to $399,000.
That's my motion. Yes.
I will second that.
There was a second.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. It's on everybody. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
If anybody is interested in the crowd tonight, this is the time.
I got a phone.
Can I have a motion to suspend the rules?
Yes, sure. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Seconded by Trustee Harris. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Good evening.
Hi. My name is Ed Rudd. I live at 100 Shelley Lane. Andy Pier, 54115. I actually just came by the meeting tonight, just, you know, check it out. I've done a lot of pre-bay meetings and DPR meetings. I'm a commercial realtor. And it's always important that if a property doesn't sell, sure, quite often it's price. Sometimes it could be something else. I could just take a look at the property and just kind of give it an opinion and maybe get an opinion of one of my colleagues and tell you it's not selling for this reason or it's not selling for that reason. It may not be price. It may be something else that, you know, as board members, you guys got plenty of other things to do, mm-hmm. and you're not really in the real estate business. I'd be happy to take a look at it.
Yeah, I would say thank you very much, but I think we know what's wrong with the property.
Okay, well, I just tried to go out there, so.
I'm just speaking for myself. We know Brad and they did a really nice presentation about the limitations of that property, but that doesn't preclude you from taking a look. I'm just,
you know, some commercial realtors shy away from village or township listings, and they only work with each other, and because of the commissions or just because of the relationships, and because you're maybe marketing somebody looking for something like that. And sometimes the commercial realtors shy away from the village listings. So, you know, I'm happy that you got my name.
Thank you.
And
well, thank you.
I'm easy enough to contact, you know, you could have somebody else look at it just as an outside opinion. You get other consultants for other projects that you do. So,
Ed, what's your number?
655-2602.
Thank you.
Well, great. Thank you very much for joining us.
And if you had anybody that or yourself would be interested in looking at the lot and doing anything, we'd be open to those ideas as well.
You know, I wasn't aware that it was for sale, so I'll take a look at it. I just didn't realize that it was for sale.
Your time here was well spent, I hope.
Tonight.
Ed, we have a deal going on tonight.
Tonight, yeah, Ed, $375 tonight.
I got about $70,000 in credit cards in my pocket.
That works.
Let me call my wife quick. I don't need to get divorced.
Okay, thank you. We will pick up the rules. We took care of number 9. So, number 10. We'll take them all together, can we? Yep.
I would do the resolution about that. And that's
okay. Item 10A, Resolution 2017-01, providing for the publications, filing, inspection, and adoption of a code of general ordinance attached by the Village Board on February 7th, 2017. For those in the audience, we are putting we're going through our village codes, cleaning them up, and putting them online so they are easy to search. It's virtual. It's only like that. Okay, do I have a motion on the item?
So moved.
Trustee Harris moves to approve. Seconded by Trustee Dirt. Any discussion?
It's much easier to use. I was trying it out today, and it works very well. Nicely done.
Yes. Great.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much to staff for your hard work on that. Item B, schedule a public hearing before the Village Board on new Chapter 460 Land Division for February 17th, 2017, Village Board meeting. Do I have a motion on that item?
You have to do all three.
Can I? Okay. We'll go B, C, and D. Also to schedule a public hearing before the Village Board on the new Chapter 468 Shoreland Wetland Zoning for February 7th, 2017, Village Board meeting. And item D, schedule a public hearing before the Village Board on the new Chapter 475 Zoning Code for February 7th, 2017, Village Board meeting. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Harris. Motion. I'm assuming
yes.
To approve? Thank
yes.
you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We have a public hearing scheduled. Item number 11, updated deputy clerk job description. Debbie. So it looks like we are changing the job description, taking a few things out that I'm guessing aren't appropriate anymore, such as the statewide voter registration system, which is now called WISVOTE. The village, the assistant clerk is no longer responsible for our IT department. Is that because we don't have an IT department?
Now that we use Camera Corner, and each individual can contact Camera Corner and they can do it.
Okay.
Remotely? Yes.
Okay. Maintains copiers, shredders, printers, and folding machines. I'm guessing we don't have a folding machine.
We do.
Oh, do we must.
Oh, well, okay.
Not easy. Well, I want to keep
those. Who does that?
That's true.
Anyone? Brad.
Okay.
Okay.
Not the machine.
Do we have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to
approve. I have a second. Trustee Genrich, any discussion?
A quick question.
Yeah.
What's a letter of no specials?
When someone sells their home, they have to request a letter stating that they don't owe any money to the village. Sorry.
Thank you.
Anyone need that repeat?
Any other discussion?
We have more specials than we would like.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, action regarding consent agenda. Items A through C. So I have a motion on the end.
I'll move to approve.
Trustee Genrich. Seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee President Rafter. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.